Hi, everyone. This is Bob.
And this is Dennis.
You're listening to a show on the Radio Nostalgia Network,
which is also a member of the new Blueberry Network
at blueberry.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Dennis with the Radio Nostalgia Network. And we have a sponsor. It's GoToMeeting. Getting to and from meetings, as you know, can be a waste of time and money. Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting, flying to headquarters for a half-day training session. This doesn't make sense. Save time and money by meeting online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, invite people to meet online. During your call, they see your computer screen on their monitor. Meet as long as you want, as often as you need, for one flat rate. So try GoToMeeting for 45 days, no credit card required. Just visit GoToMeeting.com and type in the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com and type in PODCAST. We get credit every time that's done, and you will benefit, and we will benefit as a network. So try GoToMeeting free today. No credit card needed. Now, this is important because it helps support the Radio Nostalgia Network and our great programming. Thank you very much. Welcome to Cowboy Theater, your source of great westerns. So sit back and let's enjoy another great western. This week, The Lone Ranger.
From December the 17th, 1952, Wyoming Outlaw.
With a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger.
And resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come Silver, let's go,
wanted by the law in Wyoming for robbery and murder, spurred his horse cruelly in a frenzied attempt to outdistance a pursuer.
Get on there. Come on, get up.
He fired twice, then fired again. play was a desperate gamble. It was impossible to take aim while riding at such speed. The bullets didn't come even close to the masked man, whose snow-white stallion gained steadily on the outlaw.
Oh, get along, you critters! Get along!
The Lone Ranger had counted the shots, and when he knew the Spencer's gun was empty, he called on the gallant Silver for an extra burst of speed.
Come on, big fella! I want you, Spencer! You'll never get me alive! Get it, over!
The masked man came alongside. He was only a few feet away and was reaching for his rope when the outlaw threw his gun with savage force.
Take this!
The Lone Ranger ducked to dodge the heavy weapon. Spencer attacked. Fairly threw his body sideways and gripped the masked man in his powerful arm.
I'll get you!
The two men fell and hit the ground. The impact broke Red Spencer's grip. He rolled with cat-like agility, snatched the knife from his foot, and leaped to his feet. But he was a split second too late.
Fire this! Oh. And this!
Oh. The Lone Ranger's first blow staggered Spencer, and the second sent him sprawling to the ground.
I'll take that, by you. Stay where you are. Well, I see if you have any more hidden weapons.
I haven't.
Well, you seem to be telling the truth. Now, stand up.
So you're the Lone Ranger?
That's what I'm called. Been after me for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah. A pal told me you'd identified the tracks of my horse. You should have changed horses. At least had my horse reshod. Next time I'll know better.
So you, Spencer?
I'll be known next time. You're through. No one escapes from the deal in Laramie. There are three eyewitnesses to swear you killed a man in cold blood. I'll walk over to your horse.
You plan to take me to Laramie?
Yes. Yeah. The sheriff has a warrant for you. Just 2 minutes, sir.
Keep walking.
Wait. You better listen to me.
Make it short.
You've become a famous hombre by helping jail a pack of tin horn gun slicks and two-bit crooks. You'll probably jail a lot more. Unless you make the mistake of jailing me.
You think that would be a mistake?
A fatal one. You'd die for it.
Oh?
Now, wouldn't it be better to go on riding for maybe a long time than to end your usefulness by jailing me?
Go on, Spencer. Get to your horse.
I'm not fooling.
Neither am I. Go on, walk.
All right, all right. You can prod me with that gun.
Here's a look.
That your Indian friend coming on the pay horse?
Yes.
Oh, he's got hope on it. Oh. He must have it. You catch him.
Yes, Toto.
You travel plenty fast. Get long way ahead.
Keep him covered, Toto. Mount your horse, Spencer.
Easy.
What are you going to do with that rope?
I'll tie your hands with one end. The other end will be fastened to my saddle. Now put your hands behind your back. That's it.
You try fast move and me shoot.
Toto, I'd like to avoid going into town with this mask. Ride and tell the sheriff I'm bringing in Red Spencer. Ask him to meet me this side of Laramie to take charge of the prisoners.
Let me do that. Get him up. Oh.
Easy. Let's be caught. We're ready to go, Spencer.
Mister, you just wait. You'll see what my pals can do. You die for jailing me.
Let's go.
Get up there. Come on.
Come through this.
The Lone Ranger and his prisoner traveled at an easy pace. When they reached the edge of town, they found the sheriff and Tonto waiting.
This is a great day for law and order. By thunder, Spencer, it does me good to see you rope. We'll declare a holiday when you hang.
I'm not going to hang.
No? Then you hear what the judge says.
He's your prisoner, Sheriff.
Much obliged to you. By Juniper, when that Indian came to my office, introduced himself and said that the Lone Ranger was bringing in Red Fenster, I couldn't believe it.
Do you believe it now?
Well, there's no doubt about this being Red Fenster, so I reckon the rest is true. I'm proud to meet you, mister. My name is Clawson.
I know your name, Sheriff. Also your reputation. I'm confident that Fenster will not escape while you're in charge.
Don't be too sure of that.
You've got a lot to learn, Fenster.
Do you want to tie this end of the rope to your saddle?
Yeah. But hold on. This is your lariat.
I'll take yours in its place.
All right. It's a fair swap. I sure hope we'll meet again.
I hope so. Adios.
Bye. Bye, Tonto.
Adios.
Well, come on, Fenster. This way to jail.
Get up, come on. Get up. Go on.
Remember what I told you, mister. My pal will deal with you.
Spencer got town?
He probably means the two men who helped him rob the Deadwood stage.
Them fellas wanted for murder, same as Spencer.
Yes, Toto. And we're going to try to find them. All right, let's go.
Come through there. Come on.
Red Spencer was generally known as a crook who had outsmarted the law on a number of occasions. His arrest was hailed with delight by lawmen in many communities. It was generally admitted that this time the case against him was airtight. During the weeks that followed his arrest, The Lone Ranger and Tonto travels far and wide in search of a clue or shred of information that would aid in running down Red Fenster's partners. But they return to the vicinity of Laramie when newspapers announced that the trial was about to open. They sought shelter in a wood at the edge of town.
Real camp right here, Tonto.
We've been lean to?
Yes, we might as well be comfortable. The trial will last for several days. That is over. Easy, boy. You're going to have some oats, old fellow, just as soon as we unpack our gear.
We stay till the end of the trial?
Yes, Tonto.
Maybe Crook's pals, offenders, be in court.
If they are, I hope we'll find some way to identify them. Now, if you feed the horses, I'll start cutting wood.
You do it.
By nightfall, the masked man and his Indian friend were comfortably settled, with their blankets spread on a thick mat of evergreen boughs inside a lean-to. The shelter was warmed by a small fire built against a reflecting log on the open side of the lean-to. After the robbery and murder, Red Fenster and his pals, Blaze Dorgan and Lefty Bilbo, had ridden in different directions. Blaze and Lefty met on the eve of the trial for the first time since the crime, a few miles north of Laramie. Lefty had just arrived. He was unsaddling his horse by the light of a small fire at the entrance to a cave.
Glad you got here, Lefty. I wasn't sure you'd come, even if you got the letter I wrote.
I got the letter, and it didn't leave me any choice.
I told you just what Fenster told me. If he sees he's going to hang, he'll talk. Then we'll hang. He's counting on us for freedom.
So you're talking to him?
Yep.
An army?
Of course. Where else could I talk to him? Been staying in town for the past 2 weeks.
You took a big chance in going there.
No one on that stage saw my face. It was Fenster's mask that the stage guard pulled off.
Even so, you took a big risk when you talked to Fenster. The law's still looking for his two pals.
I used some fake credentials and posed as an Eastern newspaper man. I was just one of more than a dozen reporters who interviewed him at one time or another.
This case has sure attracted a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Please, if it's all right for you to be in Laramie, why not me? No one saw my face.
You're going there. Boss wants us both at the trial.
Then why'd you tell me to meet you here at the hideout instead of in town?
Fenster's orders. He wanted me to tell you a few things where there'd be no risk of being overheard.
Mm.
Now, first of all, where's your share of the cash in the Deadwood shop?
In my saddlebag. Why?
Don't spend that paper money. Especially not in Laramie. Every store and cafe has a list of the numbers on the stolen bills.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's one of the strong points against Red Fenster. A lot of the money was on him when he was captured.
I'm glad you warned me. Now, what else are you supposed to tell me?
The plan for freeing Fenster.
There's no use trying to break him out of that jail in Laramie. It's too solid.
He knows that.
What are we supposed to do? Shoot up the courtroom and try to hold guns on everyone while he makes his break?
Maybe. But only as a last resort.
Yeah, that'd be mighty dangerous.
Yeah.
We'd have to have a horse ready for him and a gun.
I know all that, Lefty. As I said, shooting up the courtroom is a last resort. Now, first, we'll just sit tight, see how the case goes. Fenster has a mighty smart lawyer. He'll try to discredit the eyewitnesses or make them change their testimony.
Even so, you said they found the stolen cash on Fenster.
And the lawyer will claim that was put into a saddlebag by the masked man who captured him.
By the Lone Ranger?
Yeah, to frame Fenster.
I don't care how clever that lawyer is. You'll never make a jury believe that the Lone Ranger framed an innocent man.
Maybe you'll convince the jury that the masked man was not the Lone Ranger. You suggest that the masked man is the real stage robber.
Mighty thin story.
At any rate, Lefty, we're to sit tight during the first couple of days, see how the trial goes.
And then what?
Then we'll get instructions from the boss.
The following morning, when the case was called, Red Fenster was more interested in the spectators than in the selection of a jury. Carefully watched by deputies, he studied the crowd and noticed Blaze Dorgan and Lefty Bilbo seated near the front. And then he saw Tonto. The Indian's presence gave Fenster an idea. He looked in vain for the Indian's masked friend. He didn't suspect that a man with a pale complexion and the clothing of an Easterner was in reality the Lone Ranger in disguise. When a recess was called, Fenster leaned close to the unscrupulous attorney who had taken his case and spoke in a low voice.
Where do we stand, Jackson?
Well, the jury has been chosen.
How does it look?
Frankly, Fenster, it doesn't look good.
Any chance of bribing some of those men?
No, Fenster. Do you think I would stoop to
such... Save that talk for someone who doesn't know you as well as I do. You'd stoop to anything you thought you could get away with it.
Keep your voice down, you fool.
Truth is, you figure that none of those men could take a bribe. All right. That case, we've got to do something else.
I'll do my best, Fenster, but you must admit there's a strong case against him.
Got to get word to my pals.
Are they here?
Yeah. You'll have to take instructions to them.
Fenster, I don't care to be a party to a planned escape.
Don't give me any of that mealy-mouthed talk. I said you ought to take instructions to my pals. Talk to Dorgan.
Dorgan? You mean the newspaper man?
My eye, he's no newspaper man.
Well, I'd rather not know too much.
You know as much as I want to tell you. What's more, Jackson, you'll do as I say, or my pals will take care of you.
If you try to threaten me, I'll resign from this case.
Jackson, get me straight. I'm fighting for my life, and I'll fight hard. You try any monkey shines with me, and you'll be a dead duck. I'm going to tell you what to tell Blake Dorgan. When's the next recess?
Probably at noon.
All right. That's when you'll see Dorgan. Now listen sharp to what I tell you.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Sounds like it's going musical on us. This is music. Come on, let's get back to the story. I'm anxious. Oh, this is where the commercial's supposed to go, probably. I think I'll send this copy back to WX in the morning.
During the noon recess, Attorney Jackson spoke to Blaze Dorgan. Then Dorgan went to the cafe and sat down at a corner table with Lefty Bilbo.
So you're talking to that lawyer, Blaine. What's it all about?
He was passing on instructions, or orders, I should say, from Red Fence.
I had a hunch you were something of the sort.
Hey, Lefty, did you notice an agent in the courtroom?
Yeah.
You know who he is?
No, how'd I know? I never saw him before.
His name is Tonto.
Tonto?
Yeah. He's a Lone Ranger's partner.
He is? Hey, he and the Lone Ranger are the ones who caught Fenster.
That's right. And Fenster swore to get even with him.
That's our job. We're to do the getting even, is that it?
That's part of our job.
Now, where is the Lone Ranger?
I don't know.
I didn't see him in court.
Neither did Fenster. But if counted around, the Lone Ranger can't be far away. At least that's how Fenster figures.
Well, what are we supposed to do?
Well, here's the situation, Lefty. The Lone Ranger is a mighty important man in this part of the country. If he was in danger, nearly everyone would want to save his life. Now, Fenster wants the Lone Ranger to be in danger of being murdered. He wants to capture the masked man.
Then what?
He's hostage for Red Fenster's life. Word goes out that the Lone Ranger dies unless Fenster is found not guilty.
I don't know if that'll work, Blaze. I'm studying the men on the jury. They're a hard-faced lot.
Sure they are. And they'll hang Fenster unless we do something.
They don't look like the kind of men who can be forced into doing what they don't want to do. I doubt if they let a killer go free.
Lefty, those jurymen are horse traders and businessmen. They know how to wave at it.
Now, even so, I
reckon that they'll figure that the life of the Lone Ranger is too much to pay for hanging a man like Fenster.
Maybe you're right.
Right or wrong, we're going to follow Fenster's orders.
If Fenster set free, what then? Do we let the Lone Ranger go?
No, of course not. He'd only recapture the boss and us along with him. What's more, Fenster has a promise to keep. He wants that masked man dead.
I see.
As soon as Red is free, we'll all clear out. Maybe weeks before the body of the masked man is found. By then, we'll be out of the country.
Did he tell how we're supposed to capture the masked man?
No, but I think I know how that can be handled. We'll start by capturing Tonto.
When?
Soon as court adjourns. This afternoon.
During the afternoon session of the trial, three eyewitnesses took the stand and identified Red Fencer as the one who had shot the driver of the stagecoach. They were cross-examined by Jackson, but remained unshaken in their testimony. Then there was adjournment until the following morning.
Keep yourself watching, I think. When that Indian leaves the courthouse, we'll follow him.
I've been watching the door. He hasn't come out yet.
He's the
gone boot.
I think
Fencer's
as good as hung right now. No question of it,
sir. You hear what the sheriff is saying?
Yeah. Sounds like there'll be no use trying to put on the case for the defense.
Fencer must have realized that when he told us what to do. If that plan works, he'll hang.
That means we'll hang. I don't know. There's the Indian.
Yeah, I see him. Going towards the hitchway.
The trained horse must be his. Come on, Blaze. Let's get our horses.
Right. We'll follow him. He should lead us to the Lone Ranger.
Tonto rode directly to the camp in the woods. Young Saddle scout and began preparing supper when he heard horses approaching.
Hi, Indian.
Oh, I'd like to talk to you.
Oh, well. Oh.
Is it, Daddy?
You're Tonto, aren't you?
That's right. What you want?
He saw you in court. Got some information for the Lone Ranger. Where is he?
Well, him not here.
We can see that.
There are two blanket rolls inside that lean-to. Reckon he'll be coming here.
He'll come by and by.
That's all we want to know. Now, heist your hand.
Huh? Why you draw guns?
Heist them, I said. That's it. Just arming Lefty.
Right.
Why you do this?
We're taking you and your masked pal on a trip. Now put your hands behind your back so Lefty can tie them.
Inside the lean-to, Lefty completed the binding and gagging of Tonto, while Blaze moved the horses out of the clearing and tied them in the woods where they would not be seen. During the next half hour, darkness gathered while Blaze and Lefty waited inside the lean-to and listened for hoofbeats that would tell of an approaching horseman. Suddenly, Blaze became tense and whispered,
"Lefty, I think I hear him." "Good. Tonto, I'm holding my gun ready. You try to sound any kind of warning, and I'll let you have it on the head."
The Lone Ranger, still disguised as an Easterner, used a roundabout route to reach the woodland camp from town. As he approached the clearing, he noticed the campfire burning brightly. He had no suspicion that anything was wrong when he saw that the familiar cooking utensils had been laid out.
Oh,
as he drew rein at the edge of the clearing, two men rushed out of the lean-to with guns drawn.
"Get your hands up!"
"My hands are up."
"Hey, Blaze, this isn't the man we want."
"I see that.
This gent was in court during the trial."
"You better dismount, mister. Be careful you don't get your hands near your shooting iron."
"Easy, steady." "Well, I didn't expect this kind of reception."
"Take his gun, Lefty."
"I got it."
"Make sure he isn't carrying a sneak gun or a knife."
"Right."
From where he stood at the edge of the clearing, the Lone Ranger could not see the inside of the lean-to where Tonto lay bound and gagged. Instead of resisting, he decided to wait until he learned more about the men who had taken possession of the camp. He submitted quietly to the search.
"Yeah, he's unarmed.
Tie the reins of his horse to that tree."
"Right.
Come on, walk toward that lean-to, mister."
"Well, I may have come to the wrong camp. The directions were a little vague. I saw the fire and then..."
"What camp were you looking for?"
"The camp of a man who is known as the Lone Ranger."
"You figure on meeting him?"
"Well, I was sure he'd be at the camp when I arrived."
"All right, stop that fire now."
"Oh, that Indian inside the shelter.
What about him?"
"He's the Lone Ranger's friend. This is the right camp."
"Yeah, this is the right camp.
Tie the horse, Blaze."
"Good. Now tie this gent's hands behind his back."
"Now, see here, this is a high hand."
"Shut up and give me your hands."
"I'll have you know that I'm a friend of the sheriff. If you think you..."
"You're an Easterner, aren't you?"
"Do I look like a cowboy?"
"No, you sure don't. Well, get this. In this country, the man who holds a gun is a law. Do you savvy? Right now, I'm the law, and when I say go..." "Now, what's your name?"
"I'll not answer your question. Suit yourself."
"I'll make this rope good and tight. Did you find out if the Lone Ranger's coming here soon?"
"Yeah, this man expected he'd be here by now."
"Hello, his hands. I'd better gag him."
"Right. Tie his feet, same as you did the engine."
"Step inside that lean-to, mister."
"I will do as you say, but you'll pay for this."
"Shut up and sit down there."
"Yeah, the piece of rope?"
"Yeah, right here."
"Better hurry.
I'll have these ankles tied in a couple of seconds.
Masked man might be here at any minute. And if he sees us, he'll suspect something before we can get the drop on him. We have got to be out of sight."
"There. That'll hold his feet. Now, again..."
"No, you're right, Blaze.
It was crowded in this lean-to when we were with the Indian.
We can't both hide here with two prisoners.
We'll go beyond the clear and hide among the trees. Just be sure those ropes are tight.
Yeah, plenty tight. I guarantee these critters won't get loose. Let's go, Blake. Let's get ahead.
As the outlaws moved away from the lean-to, Tonto watched the face of his friend. In the firelight, he saw the Lone Ranger drop his eyes significantly to the heavy watch chain draped across his vest as part of the Eastern costume. The Indian nodded, then shifted his position so his hands tied at the wrist behind his back could touch the chain that held the watch at one end and a small penknife at the other. After a moment, Tonto found the knife. When he tried to open the blade, his fingers were numb and fumbling. Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger could hear the voices of Blaze and Lefty, who were hidden among the trees a few yards away.
Oh, we'll handle them. Leave his body right here.
We'll take him with us. Seems to be a friend of the masked man.
What's that got to do with it?
I aim to make the Lone Ranger write a note to the sheriff, saying that he and two friends are held by the elves of Red Fenster, and that they'll be killed unless the jury finds Fenster not guilty.
The Lone Ranger had let us kill him before he'd write that note.
Maybe he wouldn't write it to save his own life. But do you think he'd sit and watch Tonto in that Easterner face torture without doing something?
I see what you mean. Come.
But where is that masked man? He should be here by this time.
Inside the lean-to, the Lone Ranger heard enough to realize that his captors were Red Fenster's pals. He and Tonto sat back to back, while the Indian tried desperately to cut the ropes with the small knife. Frequently, the knife slipped from the Indian's fingers, which had been made numb by the ropes around his wrist. 15 minutes passed. Then Blaze spoke again.
Lefty, I've been thinking about that Lone Ranger.
Me too. I've been wondering where he is.
He's supposed to ride a white horse.
Yeah?
That Easterner rode a white horse.
Well,
do you suppose the Lone Ranger is here in camp right now, dressed like an Easterner?
But that Easterner's face is pale.
Maybe he's used makeup stuff like they use in the theater.
Please, maybe you're right.
Well, let's find out. Come on, get up.
Yeah.
We'll see if there's a tan skin beneath grease.
And I'm with you.
The two outlaws came into the clearing. As they neared the lean-to, the Lone Ranger and Tonto leaped out.
Take him, Tonto!
Take him!
Lefty, you're
coming!
The fight was short. Taken by surprise, Blaze and Lefty had no chance to draw their guns. In a matter of seconds, they went down before hard blows.
Matt, fix him, Kimasabi.
This fellow's still conscious.
Now, don't hit me again! My dog.
Take your guns, Tonto. Keep them covered while I tie them.
Me too.
And I'll get my own clothes out of the saddlebags. I'll be glad to get out of this disguise.
Yeah, disguise. I thought so.
You see the man you were waiting for, Blaze. I'll wear my mask and my own guns when I take you and your pal to town.
Morning, Jackson was permitted to visit Red Fenster in his cell before the opening of court.
I just wanted to prepare you for the worst, Fenster. There's no way to save your neck. You're through.
No, Jackson. My pal,
they've been captured. Stolen cash was in the saddlebag. They've confessed their part in the stick-up and named you as the one who fired the death bullet.
No, that can't be. It can't, I tell you.
It is.
Oh, those bungling fools. How did they get caught?
They were brought in by the same man who got you, the Lone Ranger.
Well, what do we say here now, Blake? From the networks in the past, you listen to a replay of the Lone Ranger. Maybe it was best if we remembered it as it was. I'm not sure. On the other hand, maybe somebody enjoyed it. That was some scene they had their work with. Thank you.
is a feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, and directed by Charles D. Livingston. Tonight's drama was written by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Grace Beamer.